Kelman on cliffcentral.com.
When it comes to what's happening in the world of tech, he's the guy that literally knows it all. I think he actually invented the iPhone. He just hasn't told us yet. Greenway, I mean, what were you thinking when you put the iPhone together?
I was thinking that Steve wouldn't steal it from me that I could retire early, but, you know,
honestly,
can't have everything.
But you guys always had quite a tumultuous relationship. I mean, he was very envious for many years about the fact that, you know, you have that that fountain of youth potion, which is what you've used to maintain your youthful look all these years and not look the same age as what he would have before he passed away. I mean, it was for you and Steve, it was always an interesting dynamic, you'd say.
Yeah, you know, like, you can't have everything. He got the iPhone, I got the, you know, girlish good looks.
Similar to, no, I don't think Didi Chuxing is a person. Is that a person?
No, it's not.
Okay, cool. Yeah, let me not try and make that a comparison. Let me focus here for a second. We are speaking about something called the Didi Chuxing, though. Didi Chuxing. Didi Chuxing! Could be that as well.
Chuxing.
Didi Chuxing! That is a Chinese business. Yes, everyone thought that might be an Arabic company, but it's not. Or an Arab. It's not. It's not from the Middle East. It's from Asia, and it is a rival to Uber, right? And Uber are involved, and there's a lot going on. And what's happening?
Okay, so there used to be three companies in China that were trying to basically get the ride sharing market. So one of them was Uber, the other was called Didi, and then the last one was called Kuaching, which, and then the last two merged together earlier, I think about 6 months ago. So they created a company called Didi Chuxing, and Uber has been spending a metric crap ton of money trying to fight them in China for market share, and they've been losing. About 2 months ago, Apple invested $1 billion in Didi Chuxing. Mm. So it's a really massive business. It's not like it's going anywhere anytime soon. The rumor is that Uber has spent over $2 billion marketing in China in the last 2 years to try and fight them. And they've basically just given up now. So the Chinese Uber business is being sold to Didi Chuxing for a 20% stake in the overall company. So Uber itself will get 17.7% of the economic interest of the company and 5.89% of the voting rights. Hmm. And then the Chinese shareholders of Uber will get the other 2.3% of the economic interest. So basically, they're just buying 20% of a $30 billion company by leaving China and stopping to spend money. They were spending so much money, in fact, that people think that they haven't listed on the stock exchange yet because the Chinese business posed so much of a threat to the overall company that their IPO would have failed. So now that they're out of China, we're expecting them to IPO in the next couple of months, so basically list on the stock exchange in America.
Sure. It's a big business, these taxis, huh?
Yeah, so Didi Chuxing, $35 billion. Uber, $68 billion. So combined between the two of them, it's $100 billion in business. It's a lot of money. It's not small.
Yeah, I mean, one doesn't think of this when you get into the Uber. It's a massive
It costs you like, you know, 50 rand or 60 rand to go where you're going, and you don't realize like that it's part of this massive network that is far, far greater.
It's crazy. It's just a game changer. All right, speaking of game changing, is the Samsung Galaxy Note 7, which is going to be released tonight or launched tonight rather, is it a game changer or is it just more of the same?
I think cell phones are in that point where it's evolution rather than revolution. So every year would they get a little bit better, but they're not necessarily mind-blowingly better. So right now, as we're speaking, the launch event is happening in South Africa. So they're streaming it worldwide. The details are already out, as with everything else. So chronologically, it makes no sense to call it the Note 7 because the last one was the Note 5. But because it's the S7 and the S7 Edge, they're now making the Note series the same. So it's the seventh one now. Bigger battery, more storage, still a beautiful camera, still probably the best display that you'll get. Samsung still make the best displays in phones. Mm. It has the S Pen so that you can take notes down. They're moving to USB Type-C, which is very similar to Apple's Lightning port. So it's a reversible charger, but it does mean that you're going to have to buy a new charger. So the same thing when everyone moved from the old 30-pin connector, the Apple 30-pin connector to the Lightning connector, where you had to buy all your new cables. Same thing happening with Android phones now. It's got a fingerprint scanner, but it also has an iris scanner. So apparently it can unlock your phone by scanning your eyes, and apparently it's more secure than the fingerprint scanner. I'm going to have to try this out. It's an infrared camera. Apparently, it'll work really, really well in low light, so indoors, but in direct sunlight, it'll suck. So I really need to check this out for myself before I'll believe it. It will get – it's running the latest version of Android, so Android 6.0, but it will get updated to Android 7 when that releases later in the year, and Samsung are generally pretty good at that.
Wait,
it looks like it's going to be amazing.
I got to weigh in on the – there's somebody that wants to weigh in on the fact that it now scans your eye to unlock your phone. Producer Kat, did you hear that? The Galaxy Note 7 apparently will scan your eye instead of your fingerprint to unlock the phone. How do you feel?
I just feel like they're not accommodating people who wear glasses, because if I have to take off my glasses so it can scan my eye, I can't see my phone because my glasses are off. So how am I going to know that I'm positioning it in the right place of my eye?
You can still use your fingerprint, Kat.
But this is a real concern, Greenway, and I'm glad that Katleo brought that up, because maybe we need to send them a note before they drop this thing tonight and just let them know.
Okay, no, I'll send them a mail quickly, because the Samsung boss is currently on stage, so he's busy giving his presentation. I've got to get them that email now.
Listen, bro, nothing as productive as the last minute.
Yeah, no, you got to.
Okay, I'm glad. Thanks for bringing that up, Producer Kat. You might have just changed the whole Note 7. All right, let's shift gears. On the Note 7, you'll be able to look at Instagram really, really well. And Instagram and Taylor Swift are in the same sentence. How are these two involved with one another?
Okay, so we all know from, 2 weeks ago that the family West of Kim Ye was fighting with Taylor Swift.
Yeah. I was doing a Kanye grunt.
Okay, cool.
I made a chick famous. Sorry.
So basically, all of Kanye and Kim's fans were basically flooding Taylor Swift's Instagram account with emoji snakes because she's a snake, etc. So what happened is, so Instagram's released a new feature out to, so they've started with high profile celebrity accounts. And basically what it lets you do is filter your comments so you can take certain things out of the comments so that no one will see them, or you can turn comments off on your posts. And what people think is that because they were flooding Taylor Swift's account with all these snakes and all of a sudden they all disappeared, people think that they rolled this out to her. There's no proof of it yet, of the conspiracy between Taylor Swift and Instagram, but people think it was very much that, you know, they helped her out and that they rolled this new feature out to her first. The feature is coming to everyone. So basically, they're taking a different stance to Twitter. So Twitter, you have to report something as being abusive, the same thing with Instagram at the moment. But in the future, you'll be able to filter comments out yourself. So while you'll still be able to report people for making abusive comments, you'll be able to filter them out of your pictures without anyone being able to see it before it even becomes an issue.
Yeah, listen, Instagram comments and comment sections in general, I don't know, dude. But I'm glad that they're doing this.
Yeah, so I think more power to people, you know, being able to filter out what you see and what gets pushed out. I mean, at the end of the day, your social media is basically your brand these days. Mm. So the comment section of any of your photos can be looked at by potential employers. Mm. And anyone who thinks that their potential employer isn't looking at their social media is fooling themselves. Mm. And things like comment sections may, you know, dissuade someone from hiring you. If there's, you know, maybe a fight going on between you and someone else and they're being particularly vocal about it, it could affect your chances of getting a job if the employer thinks that that fight will, you know, impact on your work. So maybe this is a way to help people, you know, curate their online social presence a bit better. I'm not sure how good or bad that is. I think people need, the more tools people have to be able to, you know, shape their online presence, probably the better. I mean, If you're not Googling yourself at least once every 3 months to see what comes up on the first page, you should probably start doing that as well, just to see, you know, what's out there about you and seeing what your privacy settings on Facebook are every 3 months, because, you know, every now and then they change them. This is just another tool to be able to sort of shape how the world sees you. I'm not sure if it's a good thing because, you know, we can make lies about ourselves, or if it's a bad thing.
No, listen, I don't like when people are mean and unnecessary in comment sections. So I think that you take the power away, that's a good thing. So very often I'll see, like, because I follow quite a few celebrities on Instagram, and it shows like the last 2-3 comments. And usually, like what you see on Justin Bieber's Instagram or Taylor Swift's or whatever, it's just people being rude and unnecessary. So they must chuck that shit out. It's good.
Yeah, no, I like the power to the people thing. It's much better. I think we've come a long way from, you know, the original days of the internet where comment sections were these hateful abuse, like cesspools. And now we're starting to get to the point where people need to have a way to control what's going on their social media.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Any other tech news to be aware of?
So you'll see a lot about the Galaxy Note 7 over the next couple of hours because the launch is going on right now. I'll carry on keeping you guys up to date. But fantastic. For now, I think that's all.
Producer Kat, any final questions?
Well, last week, remember we were talking about...
21 September is the rumored date, Kat. iPhone 7, 21 September, and somewhere around there.
So I asked Green, I was like, well, who do I have to sleep with to get the phone now? And he said Tom Cook, but he's gay.
Tim Cook.
Tim Cook is gay.
Ah, you wrote Tom here. I'm reading the message. It says Tom.
Tim. Tim
Who's
Cook.
Tom Cook? Oh.
Did you sleep with the wrong one now?
I didn't sleep with anybody.
Okay, good. Just checking.
Maybe that's why, because Tim Cook's gay. So if you managed to get that done, well played. although Apple did release a new set of emoji today. So there's now a rainbow flag emoji.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I dig that.
It'll be out in iOS 10. So when we update in September, you'll be able to get it.
Fantastic. Along with that, iPhone 7. All right, fantastic. That there is all the latest tech news. It's the Tech Takeout. Dave Greenway is our guy when it comes to this stuff. And he is all over your Snapchat like a bad rash that you want to have. It is.
We're busy previewing. I'm going to be showing off my new motorbike tonight.
Oh, yes. Home. Because you bought a motorbike. You woke up in a new Ducati.
Exactly.
Boom. I saw the pictures. I see you on these social media streets.
Yeah. I'm going to be doing a tour of my new bike when I get home.
Boom. Turn down for what? All right, Greenway, you go live your best life on that Ducati of yours. We'll touch base again next week.
Cheers, bro. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.